And for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly another difficult one for your team. A second straight week, a game down to the wire, and you come up a little short, 35-28. Just as you've gone back and look at it, give me your impressions on the game.
It was a tale of two halves. And first half, we still looked a little hungover from losing one in the end at Delaware, and kind of regrouped at halftime and put together football the way we like to play it around here, and almost had enough to come back against a really, really good football team. So that's one of the best defenses I've faced in the 10 years I've been back here. So I get a lot of credit to Joe and his kids. Long way to travel, and football in November, meaningful. That's what you want to see. So got to regroup, start over again.
Just you talked about the hangover from Delaware. To have a second straight heartbreaker like that, what's been the message to your team to try to get them to bounce back for this Saturday?
Well, I think this is, it's a growing experience. Like I said earlier, there were maybe five guys on this team that have had winning records, and of those five guys, very few of them have actually been involved in winning and then losing a heartbreaker. And the ability to come back from that is one of the experiences that just comes with experience. And now that the entire team has it, the response after the second one was much greater. The eyes I saw after the Delaware game looked like pain. The eyes I saw after the main game looked like anger. And we've already practiced once this week, and I like the way we practiced.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad. You mentioned the slow start. You're down 28-10 there midway through the third quarter. What changed? What did you start doing more effectively against, as you said, a very tough main defense?
We just did our job. It's a very simple game. 11 guys doing what they were supposed to do usually almost ends up being a really good result. And we just did that in all three phases of the game in the second half. We were much more detail-oriented. Everybody was more locked in. And that's the best way to describe it, was the hangover was over. And it just wasn't over fast enough.
What did Maine do? I'm sure you, at this point, have seen about every kind of defense you could see to try to contain a quarterback like Tom Flacco and the many things that he can do. What did Maine try to do to you?
Oh, I think they're running similar schemes that they've run the entire time that I can remember watching Maine football. It's a long period of time, different head coaches, but they caged him in a little bit. They kept the pressure on. It's probably one of the best pass rushes anybody's going to see in this level of football, and probably half of the level above us. They're really, really good at rushing the passer. And it's not necessarily schematic. It's individuals, and they're great at their technique. They're very, very strong, and they are relentless. And it's one of the best pass rushing groups around. So they did a good job of just keeping him in the pocket and closing the pocket, and did a good job covering on the back end to help them out.
One more on the offensive side of the ball, 211 more all-purpose yards and two touchdowns for Shane Simpson. I think a touchdown in nine straight games. Do you, as an offensive guy and your staff, just continue to try to find different ways to get the ball in his hands?
Oh, that's what we should be doing with a guy who's as dynamic and as different as Shane. He may not be the 40 carries a game downhill inside the tackles runner, but he is really dynamic as a football player in any phase of the game. And if he's going to have all that talent, it's our job to find the different ways to get him the ball. Right about now, this is probably the best I've ever seen him play, and he's as dialed in as any good football player is in the country right now. He's really on top of his game.
Defensively, how did you feel like you did containing the main offense?
I think we did a horrible job in the first half. It was extremely disappointing. And call it what you want, call it part of the hangover, just calling it not being disciplined. But the second half was an entirely different defense. I think we played much better against the run, much better against the pass, good pressure on the quarterback. We knocked the ball out of his hands a couple times and couldn't get any of them, which kind of hurt. We've been pretty good at that. But if we can continue to play defense like we did in the second half, we should be okay.
One of those guys that knocked one loose, Bryce Carter, had a big day, five tackles, three for loss. And then, as I said, one of those forced fumbles. Just comment on his performance and what he's done for you.
Oh, he's had a great year. He really has. He keeps getting better every single week, and we play him at multiple spots. And he knows the defense like the back of his hand, and he studies it. He studies the guy he's going against, and I couldn't be more pleased. I think his best football is still yet to come.
For the third week in a row, another big one for your team, another team right in this pack at the top of the standings in Elon. Talk about some of the challenges that they'll present offensively and defensively for your team.
No, they're one of the best offensive and defensive teams in the country. Welcome to life in the CAA. I would actually dare anybody from another conference to come play our conference schedule just for 1 year and see what happens. No, it's really impressive. And, you know, they lose their quarterback and another kid comes in and they don't miss a heartbeat. They lose the running back comes in, they don't miss a beat. They're great up front on both sides of the ball. They're well prepared. They play their schemes extremely well, and they're tough and physical. It's the reason why they are where they are.
What's the biggest thing that you've seen when you watch the tape? As you touched on, it's not easy to lose your starting quarterback and your top running back, and they've got a different type of quarterback now. What's been the biggest adjustment they've made, and what makes it challenging to defend?
It's a good way to say that. I don't want to be insulting, but they're solid. They don't kill themselves. They don't make critical mistakes on their own. You really have to force them in bad situations to take advantage of them in any single way. That they don't put themselves in, and they don't get behind the sticks. They don't turn the ball over that much. They're smart with what they do. They're extremely well coached and well managed as a team. And because of it, they play very, very confident.
On the other side of the ball, obviously you got a lot of good linebackers on your team. You've seen two of the top ones in the last couple weeks with Torrey Reeder and Sterling Sheffield last Saturday. How does Warren Messer compare to that group?
As good, if not better than any. That guy's been giving me a headache for years now. And he's really, really good football player. And he's a good, strong, sure tackler all the time, but he reads his keys and his gaps probably as good, if not better, than anybody else in the league. So he's one of the more consistent great linebackers. There's guys that have great ability, but he's tremendously consistent.
And you've touched on competitive league, and you guys right where you need to be. What would you like to, after the last 2 weeks, having a chance to win both of those, what would you like to see most from your team on Saturday?
Oh, I'd just like to see us play 11-man football for 60 minutes. I think when we've done that, we're scary. And we need to get back to that. The great part about this game is, like I told the kids, when you're a little kid, it's not like you want to get to the end of a game with a basketball in your hand and you're standing in the driveway. You don't want to get to the end of the game where you beat some team by 30 points and it didn't really matter. You want to be the guy with the ball in your hand with 3 seconds left to go in a game with a chance to win everything you wanted to win. And here we are playing meaningful football in the month of November in the hardest conference at this level. So it's a good time to be a Tiger. It's a good time to be in this league, and it's a great time of year for football.
All right, Rob, thanks as always for taking time with us. Safe travels to Elon, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.